Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer, part of the DynamoTheory.com network. My name is Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
And today we have a ton of things that we're going to quickly go through. A little bit of Champions League, a little bit of Liga MX, and of course we have plenty of CONCACAF Nations League play coming soon. So Rodrigo, let's start real quick, man, with the Champions League final. Chelsea obviously beat Man City. But here, the interesting thing that was the subject was about the CONCACAF representatives, Boom being American, obviously Zach Steffen, bench player, right? He's a backup goalkeeper. Christian Pulisic was the one that was getting minutes throughout the matches. And they won it. They lifted the trophy. Obviously, he came in, played a little bit, not a ton of minutes. Just kind of let them continue having the lead. And at the end of the day, very proud to have another CONCACAF player make it out there. Rodrigo, what are you thinking about what it means for the U.S. to have a player raise the trophy?
No, it's definitely elevating U.S. soccer as we know it. Having players that can actually compete in Europe, especially, you know, with top teams across Europe, England, all the top leagues. Christian Pulisic, obviously being a young player, has a lot more potential to achieve greater things, maybe win a second Champions League or more international trophies now. And that's just elevating the U.S. You know, we also see Sergiño Dest at Barcelona and all these young stars from the U.S. to capitalize on the big stage, we should say here. And hopefully we have other CONCACAF players, not just the U.S., but others, you know, given that opportunity with the Canadians and the Mexicans as well. And then you have the Central Americans that are trying to make them a name for themselves out there too. But this is a huge step for the U.S., not being able to reach the World Cup, the last World Cup, and now they're getting a little bit of a boost for their players.
Yeah, and he joins players. There's a few names that popped up, but they didn't really play for those national teams like Edgar Davis or Owen Hargreaves. But he joins Jovan Kirovski from the U.S. that apparently wanted playing with Borussia Dortmund in the 96-97. He joins Trinidad and Tobago, Dwight York. He joins Mexican Rafael Marquez, who won it with Barcelona twice. He joins Honduran international David Suazo, who won it with Inter Milan. Jonathan Dos Santos, another Mexican, they won it with Barcelona as well. And Keylor Navas, of course, they won it three straight with Real Madrid. And then last year, Alfonso Davis raised the trophy as well. So this is good to see plenty of CONCACAF people, especially in recent years, right? With beginning with Keylor Navas and Alfonso Davis win it in the last 5 years, have won plenty of them. But yeah, that's a great seeing how the Americans are increasing their level. And like you said, hopefully they find more success in future tournaments and they can't afford to miss another World Cup. But let's jump to our next topic. That is Liga MX. Liga MX had their final this past week, and Cruz Azul, after 23 long years and failing horrifically in a few finals in the past, finally were able to lift the trophy. Man, Rodrigo, what are you thinking about that, man? Like,
I love it. Honestly, I was actually cheering for them. It's been a long journey, or a long wait, I should say. Ups and downs, and mostly downs in the last few years. But they've been a top team. I mean, they've been consistent throughout, you know, the last few years, being the first place team in the league for a while, or being up there, at least the top three, making it into a couple semifinals, and obviously the finals that they've lost. So this just kind of shows that teams can stay consistent. I know a lot of people are always like, oh, this lower leagues, Mexican League, MLS, they're so inconsistent because there's always a different champion. And that's just that just comes down to the playoffs breakdown more than anything, you know, like any other competition that uses playoffs, anybody can win it at that point. But at least this team has stayed consistent throughout their league matches.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting because I'm overall, Cruz Azul has always been a top team. And like you said, especially in recent years, they've just been really competitive. And they've won, you know, pretty much everything that they've played, either being CONCACAF Champions League titles or just other trophies. But this the Liga MX trophy was just so elusive to them. We knew them as the choke team. You were just waiting for them to mess up and for the other team to win. And, you know, it kind of seemed that way in this match, because whenever Santos scored, then it was like, you, I think people, and even me, not being a big Cruz Azul fan, I was kind of like nervous for them. And it was good that they got a goal. And then I feel like, I believe they got another goal and they got called back. I'm not sure if that was happened, but I thought I did. But no, it was such a, it was a very fun match to watch. And yeah, no, it was just pretty cool to see like a lot of people that we know, or that I know, like, and have on Facebook, Facebook friends, or people that I may know. Actually, I'm talking a little loud because my kids aren't here, because we're moving out there with my in-laws. And a guy I used to work with came and bought some furniture from us, and his team is Cruz Azul. And I was like, hey, man, you're not wearing your Cruz Azul jersey. He's like, man, I had just took it off. It stank. Like, I've been wearing it for like 3 days. So, you know, it's so happy moments for them. I know they're like such the joke of the town, or the joke of the Mexican country overall. But no, it, like you said, it's definitely like pretty sweet that they finally get to get that off their chest, man. And yeah, you want to add anything else to that?
I mean, now we just got to wait and see if they can win the CONCACAF Champions League, you know, keep the good rhythm that they've been having, and hopefully they can get another title in quick succession. And we'll just want to see how that plays out for them.
Cool. Yeah. And like I said, super exciting stuff. Obviously, we'll have a ton of matches in between before Liga MX kicks off. And we have the MLS there. So we'll see when it comes to the Champions League. You know, Cruz Azul does have a very good advantage, I guess, into making it or winning the championship. But let's move on to some finally, man, I'm so excited. It's been a long time to see the nations facing each other in CONCACAF. And before we jump right into the CONCACAF Nations League finals, I do want to mention, though, that the FIFA World Cup qualifying for CONCACAF, the first round, they're actually playing this week. And I think some of them even next week. So, you know, it's, yeah, they're definitely like a bunch of teams from Central America, Caribbean as well. You know, if you're somebody from those nations, definitely, you know, reach out to us if you guys want us to go more in detail than your nation. I know El Salvador is there, and we had a really cool interview with Arturo Alvarez in last episode. So if you haven't heard of that episode, make sure you check it out. So Rodrigo, this Nations League was actually supposed to be played, obviously, last year. COVID threw everything for a loop, like we know. So now we get to see this team's play in Denver. Do you want to start? Let me see. There's two matchups playing actually tomorrow, June 3rd. And let's start, I guess, maybe with Honduras and United States. You don't have to go into much detail on exactly, you know, who's in the team and why not, but maybe your thoughts on overall this matchup.
We just go ahead and start with what we've seen so far. Obviously, we know most teams have been announced throughout this international competitions, and the U.S. actually had their first friendly as well against Switzerland this past weekend. It didn't go out, you know, the best for them. They ended up losing 2-1 against Switzerland. They got an early goal, and then Switzerland came back, netted two in for the final score. But this is a young team that we're looking at, the U.S. You know, they have Josh Sargent, McKinney as well, Serginho Dest, Reggie Canyon, Giovanni Reyna. So we're looking at basically the new, the future of the U.S. with these players. They do have Sebastian Leggett from LA Galaxy still. So kind of, you know, throwing some into the mix, and John Brooks as well. So we're going to see a little bit, you know, newer generation for the U.S. Hopefully they can make the World Cup this time around.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's one of those, like you said, it's been something that Greg Berhalter has been doing for a while, using most of the young guys that play in Europe. But it looks good that he does have quite a few players from MLS in this matchups, at least five, I believe. And, you know, I saw that Pulisic, I guess, got it added on after the Champions League final. So that's good. It'd be pretty good to see how they're all fit. like you mentioned early, was that they played Switzerland for a friendly, and they played in Switzerland, so they obviously are flying to Denver. Switzerland is in the altitude as well, so hopefully that's an advantage, but that is a very long flight that they have to endure. While Honduras has been just training in Denver since a couple days back, so you know it really is going to take an adjustment for the teams. And for the result of this matchup, man, I don't know. Obviously, we want to say that, you know, the U.S. should be the favorite, but because of all the circumstances, I would not be shocked at all if, you know, players from Honduras like Albert Elise show up and just, you know, cause a lot of havoc back there. But man, I don't know. Rodrigo, what are you thinking, you know, this matchup would look like? And then we'll kind of keep going.
I think this could be a really close match. Honduras is coming with a lot of experienced players. Unlike the U.S., they do have obviously a lot more players playing in Europe. The U.S. does. But Honduras, I mean, they got players like you mentioned, Elise, Figueroa, Bonia Garcia, Brian Acosta, players with experience that we're going to be seeing with this national team. So, and players that have been playing longer together than the U.S. has. Most of the U.S. players are going to have to start getting used to the tactics and what they're looking to see with their teammates. And Honduras is just going to should be more well-rounded at that point. So I think this is going to be a close game for them.
Yeah, definitely. We should see what this looks like. But I guess let's go ahead and jump to the next matchup, and that would be Mexico against Costa Rica. This semifinal also being played June 3rd in Denver, and it's going to be a very fun match. I think lately in the past, maybe I would say 10, 15 years, this matchups versus Costa Rica and Mexico have always been very good. We know that Costa Rica had the Aztecaso, was that what it was called? Back in a World Cup qualifier back in the day, that was, I believe, one of the, if not the first, one of the very first teams to actually go to Mexico City, to El Azteca, and beat Mexico. But yeah, this matches have been very good to watch in the past. Obviously, Costa Rica has players, very talented players, such as like Keylor Nava in the past, and you know, obviously he's a top goalie. I don't think he's going to be a part of this squad, but you still have players like Francisco Calvo, Kendall Watson, even a veteran Brian Ruiz that has always been a playmaker for Costa Rica and has more than 120 something matches played. It's going to be a fun match. I think overall this team is getting a little older compared to older in the sense of they're very veteran players with a ton of games are in their like late 30s. So it puts a lot of stress to the rest of the players around them compared to like a Mexican team that it's very well blended. Being Mexican, I don't want to sound biased, but I do think they have the upper hand here. But we should see. Rodrigo, what are you thinking about this?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Costa Rica's coming with a little bit more of an older team. Their key player obviously missing is going to be Keylor Navas, which adds a lot to this team, not just in his quality of player, but also, you know, the captaincy that he brings, the leadership that he brings to the team. And like you mentioned, you know, you have a Mexican team that it's a little bit younger. They have a little bit more players competing in this higher divisions, and they obviously want to make a name for themselves as well. And you have players with experience like Ochoa and Hector Moreno that you've mentioned in the past that obviously want to play in every competition. So yeah, like you mentioned, I don't want to be biased as well. I obviously gonna root for Mexico here, but I think we're gonna have a good game as well.
Yeah, we should definitely see what that final match. I mean, this is a two game, I guess, matchups for any of the teams because they're playing for a final for a third place. So no matter what, I think it's gonna be a good final. I was trying to remember exactly what they winning this. But I don't think there's anything special for this one. I think maybe COVID threw off like what exactly the team wins. But it doesn't matter. This is going to be a very good matchup. both of the team or all of the nations come very loaded, and it's just gonna be a very good like appetizer type of little tournament for what is ahead in July, which is a Gold Cup, which we all know that's always a fun, you know, fun matches. And would everything open up, you know, after, you know, with COVID protocols slowly opening stadiums to full capacity or near full capacity, and definitely the matches being played in the U.S. It makes it fun to if you're, you know, in America, definitely go check out your teams. Definitely root for your teams. I know I will be there, or at least try to be, for whatever matchups are here. Rodrigo, you want to add anything else? Do you have a favorite to win this championship?
My favorite would obviously, it's going to be Mexico in this. Got to support my our national team.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Obviously, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Mexico as well, if out of this four teams. But it'd be cool to see Honduras win it. I think they have like a lot of good players, and I could see them again get maybe past the U.S. And if Mexico's in the final, it would be a very good final. Honduras and Mexico always do have a good final, or if it's a Mexican in the U.S., no matter what, there you can't really lose with those matches. They're going to be very fun. Again, the first semifinals are being played June 3rd. And that final is getting played the 6th. So, you know, it's going to be packed this weekend of good matches. So, no matter what, CONCACAF is back. CONCACAF Champions League should be resuming in August. We have the Gold Cup. We have qualifiers for the World Cup. Yeah, we have this Nations League final, so it's just gonna get better. And throughout, we'll hopefully we try to cover as many teams as we can. And like I said in the past, you know, if you are listening to our podcast and you're from like maybe a nation that doesn't get that much love in CONCACAF, reach out. We want to be able to talk about other teams. I know like Puerto Rico's playing today, or play today. Actually, they won, I think, 7-0 against Bahamas. But yeah, stuff like that is something that really intrigues us, because we love to learn and talk about nations as well. So with that, we're pretty much done. Make sure to follow us on all our social media. Look for us in Instagram and in Twitter. Look for Crossing Soccer Borders. If you want to follow Rodrigo on Twitter or myself, make sure that you, whatever you listen to our podcast, that being Apple Podcasts or being Spotify or a few other ones that you can find us on, make sure you subscribe, comment, review us, you know, reach out. Remember to keep crossing soccer borders.